The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, it is back this year, the Lexington Bock Festival. It actually starts on Thursday in Port Huron, continues throughout the weekend in Lexington. This is something that a lot of people look forward to every year, and they don't just come from the Port Huron area. They come from all over. Joining us right now is the music director of the Lexington Bock Festival, and we're so pleased to have him on the line with us right now, John Thomas Dodson. John, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Paul. It's great to be with you.
Remind me, was there a Bock Festival last year? I think there was, wasn't there?
Yes. Last year we came back with a presentation festival. This year we're coming back with the full orchestra. Last year was a transition back, and we did the best we could, but we really were trying this year in the wake of as the pandemic was receding, to be able to bring the orchestra back and have something that feels more normal to us. And we've been able to achieve that.
I mean, not to keep talking about it, but in 2020, when COVID first hit, when we were really at the height of the pandemic, and people couldn't gather and do things. I mean, live music was something that we really missed.
Yeah, it happened. I think just around the world. I think we all found out that at one level we could do things. People did performances online and the rest of it. But I think the other thing we found was we really missed each other, being able to be in person and in 3D, if you will. And finally, we're back in reality. But you're quite right. I remember when the pandemic began in March with the announcement that for me, it just simply stopped. It was like a cliff, and it just stopped. And everyone I spoke to, the same thing happened. And then everyone had to sort of begin to get creative of what will we do with this time to make it a valuable time. For me, I worked on music, doing some orchestrations of Bach that actually will play at this upcoming festival. But those were created during the pandemic time of the waiting, you know, just a really long time of nothingness while we waited for the opportunity to come back and perform for the public.
This is the 22nd season of Bock in Lexington, and this is such a neat event because it brings together so many performers who otherwise might not see each other during the year, and this is the one event that brings them together with really limited rehearsal time. They need to kind of get together and hunker down real quick to put on a show.
Yeah, we send out, you know, beforehand all the music, and all of these people are professionals of a very high caliber. But you're right, the geographic range that the orchestra encompasses is really all the way across the state of Michigan and Ohio. And so on the western side, it would be whatever western Michigan would be. And then on the eastern side, it goes all the way over to Cleveland. And in this case, this year, we've had people who have performed in the past, but they want to return. And I believe the furthest we have traveling is someone coming in from Virginia. So it really is a very, very wide range, but the musicians are simply extraordinary. And they're up to the task. And then we have to, I'm very careful about the programming, and also you mentioned the rehearsal. Mm-hmm. For me, I have a map of the rehearsal schedule that is down to the minute during all the entire time we're there. I know exactly when we should be on each of the pieces down to the minute. And we run, I would say the variable there is, you know, no more than 2 or 3, 4 minutes off at any given point. And so that's how we make it, is we just run on a super high intensity, and everything has to be prepared beforehand.
What are the highlights of this year's festival?
It's just extraordinary. You can probably hear in my voice, but if I were listening to this and saying, I don't know how to choose, let me tell you some of the things that are happening. Friday night, you're right. Let's start with Thursday night. There's a string quartet, which will perform in Port Huron. Those are members of the orchestra, and they play each year in Port Huron at the community college, at St. Clair Community College. And is it St. Clair County Community College?
That's correct. Yep.
I have to keep it right. And then on Friday night, we're bringing in two lute players. Now, if you don't know what a lute is, imagine a guitar, but change the shape from this kind of curve that a guitar has to the shape of a pear that you just cut straight down the middle. You've seen those instruments on old period piece TV things and stuff like that. We have two masters of the Baroque lute, and we have music by Bach and music by someone he knew, a contemporary of his, who was considered the greatest lute player of the Baroque era. And so these people, one is the professor of music at Peabody Conservatory of Music and who lives in Philadelphia and is super highly respected in the early music scene. And the other was his student years ago who he formed this duet with. And that student is somebody I've worked with in other capacities, and he's phenomenal. So they're coming together for a two lute together duet. on Friday night. The orchestra arrives on Friday, begins its rehearsal. Our first concert will be Saturday night. Featured in that, and also on Sunday, will be a soprano. Her name is Josephine Stoplenberg, and Josephine lives in Chicago, but she was born in the Netherlands. She comes from a very highly esteemed musical family over there. She has performed for the Dutch royalty, the royal family there, and all around the world. And she is a specialist in this kind of music, in the music of the Baroque and the classical era. So I began to work with her a few years ago, and I asked, I really wanted to bring her to Lexington. Said, let's figure out what we can do to showcase you at this festival, because I've never heard anything like this voice. And so she is going to play or sing Mozart on the Saturday night concert, an aria, a motet by Mozart. And then on Sunday, she's going to sing Baroque music. So Mozart is from the classical era, and then from Sunday, she'll play the Baroque, which will be Handel and also Vivaldi. That's music, you know, of the early 1700s, and absolutely fantastic music. And then around that, the orchestra is going to play a bunch of pieces featuring them, finally, now that we have them back. So we have two symphonies by Mozart. One is symphony number 31, and it's called The Paris, and it was written when he was just 22 years old, and a phenomenal symphony. And then the other is symphony number 35, which is called Haffner, and it was originally written as a divertimento for the Haffner family, and then later he extracted from the divertimento a symphony that is beloved around the world. Around that, we'll play, as I mentioned, some music by Bach that I did some orchestrations on. There are two fugues that are Reacher Cars is what they're called, from a piece called A Musical Offering, where Bach created these pieces towards the end of his life. They're considered masterpieces of the genre, and I've arranged them for the orchestra. I'm really, really happy to get to hear those and be able to feature them to the Lexington. Later, they will be published for other orchestras to play, but we're going to hear the first performances of those. And then we're playing Handel, the water music by Handel, suite number 2, which is the big brass one, and another brass piece, which is Boyce Symphony number 5. He's an English composer around the same, just after Handel, and overlapping really with Handel. And so it's just fantastic music that the whole orchestra is able to bring together in just really 3 days. I mean, they start on Friday afternoon, they rehearse all day on Saturday, perform Saturday night, they rehearse again on Sunday and perform in the afternoon. Always before these things, I will give a little talk on the orchestral concert. So that will take place for the Saturday and the Sunday concerts. Josephine typically speaks at the program, so she'll probably talk a little bit about an aria before she sings it, so people can kind of know what's happening with that. And I know that the Baroque duo speak from the podium to sort of talk a little bit. They're a lot of fun about that. So it's absolutely approachable. This is music you could bring anybody to and have them enjoy it. It will sound grand in the church there. We're at the parish church, and I'm so pleased that St. Denis is having us, St. Denis Catholic Church is having us back again this year. So also in some of the churches, on Sunday morning, members of the orchestra will be featured in church service music.
Beautiful.
Taking place before our Sunday concert. So it's really, really great. The whole thing is going to be quite a weekend.
It really is. And you will have people there that are, you know, students of music that know this music inside and out and are you know, true fans of Bach and other music from that era.
Yeah.
But as you said, there are people that just enjoy classical music and may not know much about it, just like to sit and listen to some beautiful music in really a beautiful venue there at St. Denis Catholic Church, and that you
right.
are able to get up and talk a little bit about it certainly helps. I think, you know, you just get a wide range of people in the audience, don't you?
I really appreciate your saying this, Paul, because I grew up in a family that loved music, but it didn't know this music. And I didn't hear this music growing up. And I think that maybe one of the reasons that this happens is that you feel like you're supposed to have had some class before you show up.
Yeah.
And so I'm really glad you've brought that up. This was just music for people, and it's always music for people. It is completely approachable. When the water music was first played, it was being played on a barge floating down a river for regular people just walking along listening to it. It doesn't require a degree in music, and it doesn't require you to have special clothes or to do anything. This is just something so special in this wonderful community that has made this commitment to bringing this kind of music to its citizenry, and to say, we want to provide this to you. And you're right about the setting. The church acoustically is really wonderful. It's a very comfortable place for the orchestra to play. They can hear themselves well in the space. This is for you all, and you know, it is not a closed shop. So I hope that those who are hearing my voice will go on to, it's called Lexington Bach Festival. So if you went online and you said, I'm going to just look up Lexington Bach Festival, Lexington Bach Festival .org. So just the BACH for Bach, and then you're just writing Lexington and festival around it, .org, which is for organization. If you go there, all the information is available about this, and it'll have a click that'll take you to, and God bless them, the Lexington Arts Council, who are the people who are making all this happen. They write the grants and raise the money and do everything to make it possible. So I'm really proud of the community of Lexington. I think this is one of the things that are just the jewels in the crown of that community, and I hope everyone will avail themselves of this. It's a really phenomenal group of musicians coming, and they want to play for you, and they want to play this music for you. So thank you very much, Paul, for letting me come on and be able to personally invite the community to come out. I think it's just a great thing that you do. I can't thank you enough for supporting us in this way.
Very happy to do it, John. And it looks like just a fantastic festival plan for this weekend. I know you're going to get a great reception from Lexington and beyond. I think it's going to be a great festival. Thank you so much for telling us about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I have friends driving from all over, and I think that you're right, that there will be people coming from everywhere. So please come and join us and be a part of this great festival. See you then.
All right. Take care, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.